This episode of the Altcoin Podcast is brought to you by our partners over at MEXC. If you use the link down below, you get no KYC without the need for a VPN here in the U.S. and elsewhere. Plus, you get zero maker fee and only 0.03% taker fee and tons of free weekly trading competitions. It's the exchange I use and the one I would recommend. Now, on to the episode. Welcome to the Altcoin Podcast, your source for daily breaking altcoin news in under 3 minutes. I'm your host, Chad Michael Burry, and today we'll be discussing the recent surge in Tron's usage. Tron was founded in 2017 by Justin Sun, who was also the CEO of BitTorrent and the president of Guatemala or something. Tron's goal is to build a decentralized internet and create a new world of content entertainment. According to a new report from market intelligence firm Messari, Tron saw its usage increase in the last quarter of 2022. But let's not get too excited here. A 17.9% increase in average active daily addresses and a 22.4% increase in average daily transactions sounds impressive until you remember that this report was commissioned by Tron itself. So take these double-digit quarter-on-quarter growths with a grain of salt. The report attributes the spike in activity to several factors, including the collapse of FTX, the launch of the Chinese yuan peg stablecoin, and a proposal to adjust TRX's staking rate and burn volume. Compared to the Layer 1 smart contract blockchains, Tron saw six times the number of daily transactions compared to Ethereum, twice that of Polygon, and nearly twice that of BNB chain. But before you jump on the Tron bandwagon, keep in mind that it still lags behind its rivals in terms of the number of protocols using its network. And let's not forget that Tron's valuation declined by 11% in Q4, according to Messari. Developer activity on the Tron network remained strong in Q4, however, with 1,100 participants participating in the third season of its grand hackathon. Tron also launched the Tron Academy and the Tron DAO Ventures Accelerator, but all this investment in developers hasn't totally translated into a significant increase in application usage on the network. Tron's over-collateralized dollar peg stablecoin, USDD, also saw growth in Q4, with the number of USDD holders increasing by 8%. But let's not forget that Messari found that USDD has traded below its dollar peg throughout Q4, and the collateral ratio for USDD is below 1, excluding TRX. So in conclusion, the recent surge in Tron's usage may indicate steady growth, but it's hard to take these reports seriously when they're commissioned by Tron itself. And the Tron network and the USDT stablecoin still have a long way to go before they can live up to their promises of building the future of commerce and community for every human on the planet. And trading-wise, I'm not in a Tron position right now. I think if I was, I'd probably be short, but I'm pretty much short everything right now anyway. We do see bearish divergences on the 4-hour for Tron. CVD is going down. I'd say we probably trade down to the 0.061 level within the next day or so. I think invalidation would just be above 0.0659. But not financial advice, obviously. But if I wasn't a trade, I'd probably be short right now. That's all for today's episode of the Altcoin Podcast. Stay tuned for tomorrow's breaking altcoin news. And as always, happy trading, folks.